time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 90. Tonight, clear with a low of 60. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 51-year-old Mount Carmel resident Michael A. Lancaster was arrested by Mount Carmel police early this morning after reportedly shooting through a door at the Mount Carmel Super 8 Motel. According to police reports, when they arrived on scene, officers discovered Lancaster on the exterior of the property with a loaded 9mm handgun in his possession. He was taken into custody without incident, and police cleared the motel for any other suspects. After obtaining a search warrant, Mount Carmel police and an Illinois State Police crime scene investigator processed Lancaster's room. Authorities were able to recover further ammunition for the firearm, as well as suspected methamphetamine. Lancaster was transported to the Wabash County Jail, and he has been charged with unlawful use of a weapon by a felon, aggravated discharge of a firearm, and possession of meth. The case remains under investigation, and more charges could be filed. More news next.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
Need to save money on great groceries? Then get to Little Giant Grocery in Carmi. Save this week on quarter loin sliced into pork chops, yours just $1.49 a pound. Plus get fresh fryer breasts, now just $1.49 a pound. Save on best choice sugar, 4-pound bags, now only $1.59 each. 11.5-ounce packs of pure Colombian coffee, just $1.99. And stock up on sparkle paper towels, 6-roll packs, yours for only $3.99. Your dollar buys more where the giant stands high in the sky. Little Giant in Carmi.
In other news, 35-year-old Fairfield resident Tracy L. Glad was sentenced to jail yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. Glad admitted to violating her probation on account of retail theft, and she was given 60 days in the Wayne County Jail. Glad was credited with 4 days already served. The World Issues and FCHS Student Council are teaming together to sponsor a hurricane relief drive at the school this month. Students should bring all of their items to their seminar class by September 23rd. The top class for each grade will receive a prize, and several different items will be accepted, with a point system used to determine prize winners. Donations of baby formula will net 10 points, diapers will give 5, toiletries 4, oral hygiene, hair, and travel products 3, tuna or canned meat 2, and any other type of non-perishable food will give 1 point. A full list of acceptable toiletries and travel products can be found on the FCHS Facebook page. The Flora Rotary Club will hold a tour of the city's Elmwood Cemetery next weekend, September 13th and 14th, from 5 to 9 p.m. Shadows of Elmwood will begin and end at the Flora Depot, and patrons will board hayride wagons for the tour. Concessions and seating will also be available, and free depot tours will be held at 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30 each night of the tour. Tickets will be offered on-site. Benefactor tickets will cost $25 per person, and they allow access to the front of a line and will give a donation back to the Flora Rotary Club. Regular tickets will cost $8 per person. Limited reservations for handicap and special needs individuals are available on a first-come, first-serve basis. Reservations are for those who are physically unable to board or ride the wagon. They will be accepted by phone only on the week of the event. People may contact Emily Milner at 508-2676 or Jessica Muskoff at 713-1764. In the past 6 years, Rotary of Flora has donated $55,000 back to the Flora community by helping build the new disc golf course at Charlie Brown Memorial Park, providing donations to various school programs, and helping out in several other ways in the community. Officials say revenue and ticket sales were up at the DuQuoin State Fair. Early calculations show about 15,800 grandstand tickets were sold this year, 26% higher than last year. State officials say revenue is also 37% higher. Factoring in musical acts, racing, and monster trucks, over $350,000 was generated. That's over $90,000 more than last year. DuQuoin State Fair manager Josh Gross said in a statement this week that the early numbers show success and the potential to grow in the future. State officials say they plan to release attendance numbers in the near future. The Wayne City Village Board met earlier this week, and flooding issues were brought forward by several residents, especially on South Main Street and West Section Line Road. The board reportedly decided to contact the state about its role in the cleanup of ditches, and it will also ask HLR Engineering to investigate other options to help alleviate the problem. In other business, the board heard from Matt Wallace regarding the construction of the new water treatment plant. Wallace said the project remains on schedule, though some small changes were made to help with some clogging issues. The board also said notices will be sent out by Monday reminding residents to keep ditches in front of their houses mowed, especially for those along the state highway. It then approved the replacement of door locks at the community building and the building of a partition at Village Hall. Board members also noted that Wayne City Trick or Treat will be on October 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. Those participating must only turn on their porch light. After recording less than 4 inches of rainfall for the first time this year in July, the area returned to 2019's wet theme last month. We recorded 8 inches and 29 hundredths of rainfall here at the WFIW-WOKZ studios. Over half of that total came in the middle portion of the month, and the highest single-day total was nearly 3 inches and 6 hundredths on the 21st. Last August, we recorded just over 3 9/10 inches. The average rainfall for the month of August over the past 10 years here at the station is just under 3 1/3 inches. Total rainfall for 2019 now sits at 54 inches and 94 hundredths. Total rainfall for last year was just over 55 inches. The average yearly rainfall at the station since 2006 is just under 47.5 inches. The wettest year in the past decade at the studios was 2011, when we recorded over 66 inches of rainfall and 13 inches of snow. The average high temperature for last month was 86.5 degrees, and the highest temperature recorded was 92 on the 5th, 6th, and 19th. The coolest high was 79 on the 23rd and 24th. Last year, the average high was 88.4 for August, with a high temperature of 97 on the 4th and 5th. The coolest high last August was 77 on the 22nd. The average low for last month was 65.7 degrees, and the coolest temperature was 56 on the 29th. The warmest low was 72 on the 9th. August 2018's average low was 66.8 degrees. The lowest temperature was 55 on the 23rd, and the warmest low temperature was 72 on the 5th, 7th, and 26th. Fairfield Memorial Hospital continues to expand and grow with new services being offered, a new expansion project starting soon, and it also recently welcomed its newest surgeon, Caroline Neff. Dr. Neff joined the FMH Surgery Clinic last month, and she will be offering services including general surgery, anti-reflux surgery, appendectomies, biopsies, and more. An FCHS graduate, Dr. Neff comes back to Fairfield with an array of experience from the University of Kentucky, where she completed an internship and 4 years of residency in general surgery. Along with her experiences there, she's also a member of the Association of Women Surgeons, the American College of Surgeons, and the Lexington Medical Society. She said FMH was supportive of her throughout her training, making the decision to return to Fairfield an easy one. The hospital will host a meet-and-greet for Dr. Neff on Tuesday, September 17th, from 3 to 5 p.m. in the Medical Arts Complex Education Rooms. The community is invited to attend for a chance to get acquainted with Dr. Neff, and light refreshments will be served. Anyone looking for more information on the meet-and-greet should call 847-8243. Animals Requesting Friends will present the 17th Annual Outrageous Dog Show, sponsored by Fairfield Community Healthcare and the Victorian on Main Bed and Breakfast, on September 14th. The show will take place on the main stage of the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest from 4 to 5 p.m. All participating dogs must be spayed or neutered and must be kept on a short leash and under control. They must also have a rabies tag attached to their collars or a vaccination receipt, and they must be socialized, friendly, and over 6 months old. Each dog must have its own handler, and a parent or guardian must accompany all participating children under 14. Dogs are entered at their owner's risk. There is no entry fee for the show, and a pre-registration form may be found at arfcares.org. Entrants should arrive by 3:45 on the 14th. Categories in the show include Best Groomed, Best Costume, Best Trick, Best Rescued, Best Pooch Smooch, and Best Dog Guardian Lookalike. First place will receive $50 in cash and a gold medal, and second place will receive $25 in each category. Participants may enter up to two categories, though all participants will be eligible to compete for the Most Outrageous Dog Trophy and a $100 cash prize. Jeff Frontier Days kicks off today in the park at Jeff. The first scheduled events are the sack races and three-legged races at 5, followed by a watermelon eating contest at 5:30. The Little Miss Frontier Days pageant and Best Grandma contest will begin at 7. Tomorrow will begin with car and truck show registration from 8:30 to 10 a.m. After that, kids' activities will get underway, as Howard Tanner explains.
We have several traditional games for them, frog races, turtle races, the sawdust pile where we put change in it, money, and yeah. They dig through there and they get to keep whatever money they find.
Tanner also says various other kids' events will be available.
We have three inflatables coming this year. They won't be there until Saturday morning. It'll cost $10 for an armband, and they're good for Saturday and Sunday.
The annual parade will take place at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and Dennis Stromat and Doug Hoff will take the main stage at 7. Jeff Frontier Days will conclude on Sunday. First-year Illinois Department of Agriculture Director John Sullivan is serving on the Broadband Advisory Council. Specifically, he's charged with dealing with an access issue.
So the Broadband Advisory Council has broken up into several working groups, and one of those working groups is an access issue, which kind of a right-of-way access issue that I'm actually chairing that working group discussion. And and really what the issue is not on a state highway, but really on a township and or a county road where a landowner basically owns to the center of the road. There's a access right-of-way across their property, and what should or how should a utility company be able to access that right-of-way to lay, for example, a fiber optic cable or hang a cable, string a cable on power poles along that right-of-way.
Sullivan was part of an audience with U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue last week at the Farm Progress Show. The show also included state ag directors from Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, and Missouri. One topic discussed was improving rural broadband access. School safety is a major focus at the Illinois Emergency Management Agency's training summit in Springfield, and state officials are providing an update on what's being done to target the problem. Kim Howard reports.
Last year, a school safety working group came up with 13 recommendations to combat school violence. Group Chair Mike Chamness says several of those ideas have been implemented, such as a law requiring schools to hold active shooter drills. Additionally, the new Safe to Tell Illinois program will be unveiled in January, giving students a place to report classmates who may be threatening harm.
If you go back and look at the after-action reports of acts of school violence across this country for the last decade or more, in almost every instance, at least one other student knew something bad was going to happen, and for reasons you can guess why teenagers don't step forward, nobody stepped forward and talked.
Chamness says they also have already distributed nearly 4,000 Stop the Bleed kits to public and private schools across the state to use in an emergency. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
The annual Cedarhurst Art and Craft Fair is Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th in Mount Vernon. Enjoy the art of over 100 crafters, plus food booths, beer tents, great music, and a kids' zone. Admission is just $5 for a day jam-packed with unique artists, lots of music, art demonstrations, great food, beer, wine, craft brews, and fun for all ages. There's pay to park near the fair or catch the $3 round-trip shuttle to Cedarhurst from Times Square Mall. Find all the craft fair weekend details on Facebook or at cedarhurst.org.
At Steffi Home Furnishings in Mount Vernon, they are extending their huge Labor Day sale through the 14th. They've got savings of up to 50% on the newest and best name brand furniture, bedding, and accessories they can find. Plus, they're offering up to 24 months free financing for qualified buyers and free delivery on most items for up to 60 miles. The selection is fantastic and the savings are big. It's all going on now at Steffi's, south of the Times Square Mall in Mount Vernon. Currently in Fairfield, it's 87. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,823, up 95. The NASDAQ is at 8,102, down 14. October crude oil is at $56.28. That is down 2 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 62-year-old Fairfield resident Katie Jo Trotter died on Wednesday at Indiana United Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis. She had been a box printer for Champion Laboratories in Albion. Katie Trotter is survived by brothers Jed Trotter and John Trotter and sister Jill Mitchell, all of Fairfield, three nephews, two nieces, one great-niece, and one great-nephew. Funeral services for Katie Trotter will be held on Saturday, tomorrow, at 11 o'clock a.m. at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. A visitation will be held from 9 a.m. to service time. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
And now, the top five reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily.
Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, sunny skies and a high today around 90, clear skies tonight with a low of 60, and then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have a high around 80. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, cloudy on Sunday, a high of 80 and low of 62. Partly sunny skies on Monday. Monday's high will be around 88 with a low of 65. And then sunny skies on Tuesday. Tuesday will have a high of 92 and a low of 70.